Hey beautiful souls, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to The Resilient Solo. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating work, family, and self-care in this crazy world we live in. Now, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it feels like our to-do lists are longer than a CVS receipt, right? And with all that juggling, it's super easy to put our own mental health on the back burner. But guess what? Your well-being isn't an afterthought, it's non-negotiable. It's like those in-flight safety instructions, you gotta put your own oxygen mask on first before helping others. Today, we're diving deep into how to prioritize your mental health because let's face it, a healthy mind is the foundation for a happy and fulfilled life. Think of this as your permission slip to make yourself a priority. You deserve it. Okay, so let's get real for a sec. What are some practical ways we can actually weave self-care into our busy schedules? Ever felt like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Yeah, me too. But trust me, even small acts of self-love can make a world of difference. First up, let's talk about boundaries. You know that feeling when you say, yes, to everything and end up drowning in commitments? Time to ditch that people-pleaser persona. It's okay to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your goals. Remember, saying no is a complete sentence. You don't need to justify it. Next, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information and distractions. Taking even just 5 minutes each day to quiet your mind can do wonders. Try some deep breathing exercises, meditation, or simply step outside for a few moments to soak in the fresh air. You'll be amazed at how much calmer you feel. Speaking of fresh air, movement is crucial. I'm not talking about marathon training here. Even a quick walk around the block can boost your mood and energy levels. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, or just stretching in your living room, and make it a part of your routine. Now, let's talk about sleep. It's not just about the quantity, it's also about the quality. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, dim the lights, put away your devices, maybe even read a good book. Treat yourself to a cozy sleep environment that feels like a sanctuary. And finally, don't forget to nourish your body with healthy food. We all know junk food can make us feel sluggish and drained. Focus on whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and whole grains. It's like fueling your mental engine with the best possible fuel. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, and you're feeling that familiar wave of stress creeping in. Your to-do list is longer than a grocery receipt, your inbox is overflowing, and your little one just threw up on the rug, again. But wait, you remember all these amazing self-care strategies we just talked about. So, instead of letting the day spiral into chaos, you take a few deep breaths, put on your favorite playlist, and make yourself a healthy breakfast. You even sneak in a quick 10-minute walk outside to soak up some sunshine. By making those small but intentional choices, you've set the tone for a more balanced and productive day. See? It's not about being perfect. It's about making conscious decisions that support your mental well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you feel good mentally, everything else just seems to fall into place. So, my resilient solo listeners, what are you going to do today to prioritize your mental health? Will you set a boundary that feels uncomfortable but necessary? Take 5 minutes for mindfulness? Maybe even try a new recipe with those healthy ingredients we talked about? No matter how small the step, every action counts. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need a little reminder that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And remember, you can always find more inspiration on our social media channels. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.